The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, I myself am the living bread come down from heaven. If any eat this bread, they will live forever. The bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The temple authorities then began to argue with one another. How can he give us his flesh to eat? Jesus replied, The truth of the matter is, if you do not eat the flesh and drink the blood of the chosen one, you will not have life in you. Those who do eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Everyone who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them. Just as the living Abba God sent me, and I have life because of Abba God, so those who feed on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. It is not the kind of bread your ancestors ate, for they died. Whoever eats this kind of bread will live forever. The good news of salvation.
So I hope many of you had an opportunity to pet my grandma's coat back there, the beaver coat. That beaver coat my grandma had when I was born, and so before 1950-ish. And I have that coat at my house. And when I need my grandma, I put on the coat and touch that amazing fur. For obvious reasons, I'm not putting it on right now. If you lift it, it is very, very heavy. And we all have things that help us remember people that we love. It may be a letter. Some people wear a pendant with ashes in it. I have my grandma's mixing bowl too. You know, so we all have things that we can touch and things that we remember about people who have gone before us. So when we talk about remembering Jesus and what Jesus asks us to do, he's asking us to participate in a living remembrance, not of him, but with him. So even when we look at the banner, if I felt comfortable, I would change the of to with. Do this in remembrance with me. Jesus is participating in this celebration of Eucharist with us. First we hear the word of God, then we hear the words, this is my body, and then the action of the Holy Spirit transforms what has been fruit of the earth into the bread and wine, and then into the living connection with Jesus. In our tradition, this is not a memorial meal. This is real presence. Body, blood, soul, and divinity, whole and entire, the whole, whole, of Christ, within the bread and the wine that we receive. We know scientifically that we are all literally connected. It's not a metaphor. We are connected. by that initial burst of light that created the universe, we are connected by those atoms that recycle and recycle and recycle. We are intrinsically related, and we're caught together in a single energetic source field. So we know scientifically we cannot be separated, and yet we do. Yet we do decide that people are separate, that creation is separate, that we are not all one, and we are. So as we enter into Pride Month, this month of June, we know we are connected to all of our sisters and brothers and siblings every day, all the time. We are created equal, and we have equal dignity. We are created equal to those who are immigrants. We are created equal to those who come from other lands to be here. And as we go visit other lands, we are one with them as well. That explosion of light that began our universe created Jesus Christ's body and yours and mine. It is a life-giving force. So when we receive Eucharist, we are ingesting Jesus' energetic presence. He wants to continue to teach us from the inside, in our own skin, over time. So as we go on years and years and years receiving this Eucharist, we are receiving Jesus, ingesting Jesus, and becoming more and more like Jesus all the time, if that's what we want. So when we sang that entrance song that Eric did so well, we become what we eat. We become what we eat over time. Julian of Norwich often talks about Jesus as Mother Jesus. And she talks about just as a mother would put a child to the breast, Jesus wants to nurture us in that same way. So even though we're not receiving milk at our Eucharistic table, we are receiving the nourishment of Jesus in the same way. Jesus wanted to give us his presence. John Paul II said, Jesus awaits us in the sacrament of love. So we don't think about this as a one-way thing. Jesus is here. Jesus comes. Jesus is part of the bread, in the bread, the word of life. And he invites us to receive. He invites us to receive and know what we receive and recognize that. So the invitation is to take in and become all that Jesus is. To take in and become all that Jesus is. So knowing that our tradition is sensate in lots of ways, I invite you to receive and hold one of these exquisite grapes. Don't eat it until I tell you. Your bishop is giving you permission to break your fast before communion. All right, everybody have a grape? I want you just to hold that for a second. And in some traditions, they do hold the elements of bread and wine and receive together. So I just want you to receive together this grape. Go ahead and savor it. That flavor just explodes in your mouth. It's so sweet. And it's like that's part of, obviously, the grapes that become our juice or our wine. When you put that in your mouth, you've got all of everything that's been created as well. And now I want you to ponder how you come to communion. Do we realize what we're going to receive when we come forward? Do we pause to know that that bread, that wine or juice is the essence of Jesus Christ that we are going to receive and who is going to work in us and with us, along with the Word, to become everything that Jesus was and is. That's an amazing thought. And so we all know that we can come to communion distracted. We've all done it. And it's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. And I also had a conversation with someone, actually at the Wednesday Mass, Sue, who said in her tradition they only receive Eucharist once a month. And she said, I think that helps it be more reverent for me because it's not every week. So that's a perspective, right, that as Catholics we haven't had. But we could all see that that's possible and that if you do something rotely, you can lose track of it. So just as you know the sweetness of that grape, I invite you to recognize the sweetness of Jesus' gift to us in bread and wine, to savor that and know that Jesus' presence is with us. It's a living remembrance.